Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome everyone to The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live and looking forward to today's live show. Today is November the 10th, 2016, and just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and being a part of it all. Let me make sure that... Are we good to go, Scotty? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Just, I didn't see, okay, now I see it. Okay. So, hey, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Learning this new format, I had to see where the overall audio movement was, so I got it now. So, I love this new system, and we're going to continue to grow with everything else, and want to just thank you all for listening to and growing with us here at Tando Radio Show at Black Talk Radio Network, because you're the reason why we do all of this, and I think this is going to grow into something much, much, much bigger, and I'm looking forward to taking that journey with you all. So, with that being said, before we get into today's show, we'd like to just take care of some administrative stuff before we get going, and that is, how can you support Black Talk Radio Network? Very easy. You can go to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and you will see the crowdfunding digital black media that's there. And by doing that, you will ensure that this network and these programs that you hear on Black Talk Radio Network and the ones that you haven't heard yet that are coming will be here and ready to go for you in the future, so that you can have a place in which you know that you can hear some of the things that are important to you from a perspective that is there to serve you and to edify you, enlighten you, and empower you. So this is where you can do it, and how we can ensure that that is done is by you giving some of your financial energy, and that will continue to feed this network so that it can continue to develop, grow, and ensure that it is on air for you, especially in these moments in history, in these moments in eternity that are very, very important. So go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you'll see the crowdfunding digital black media, or you can see the donation button on the icon that's on the right-hand side of the screen, the big green one. where two people are holding hands. You can donate there, and it will walk you through that whole process. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established its own social media outlook. Social media outlet, and that is called BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Community. And you can also go down further down on the website. You'll see a B there. You can actually click on that, and you can join BTR Community, which is a social media outlet that was put together where your information won't be sold to any bidder, nor will you have to worry about you being adversely affected for your opinion, your comments, or your thoughts, or what you post. Many people don't realize how many people have lost jobs, how many people have actually been adversely affected by Facebook and by Twitter and all of those other things. All of that stuff is what's something that's very important that you should know about. Name this, a condition that adversely affects a lot of people. It's discoverable, meaning that anyone can discover what you've done, and especially the corporations and everything else. And so this is why you want to get off of Facebook. Facebook ain't free, folk. Don't believe it. So definitely jump on to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year. $24 a year. So just go to www.btrcommunity.com. And that's how you can get on there. So very, very, very important. What's up there, my brother Mel? So we're going to get into, but before we do that, also, if you're interested in acquiring some real money where you can have a real form of savings, where you could be your own form of a bank, and you will have real assets, you can transfer your coupons of cash for real money at Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERTY MINT, Prosperity Mint. So just go there and check out what's in inventory there. Then definitely make sure that you email Wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com, so that someone can get in contact with you and to ensure that can walk you through the process so that you will be introduced to the process of purchasing the precious metals and put yourself in a position of advantage and actually purchase the metals correctly, okay? So just make sure you do that. So Prosperity Mint, you can go there, check out what's there, then email wolf6pack1 at gmail. So, okay, everyone, let's jump into, but before we do that, let's give you, I know you all know, but we're going to keep repeating this because repetition is a way to learn some things, and we have a new number. You can call us at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. And that is our new number. Don't hesitate. Give us a call at any time because, as we always say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Give us a call at any time, and we'd love to hear from you. So we're going to go ahead and jump into today's show, and we're going to take a look at what's in the news. As soon as I can get my mouse to respond here. One second. We're going to jump into what's in the news. Here we go. And first article, well, the first thing that we posted there, what's in the news, and we're going to come back to that. There's something that we need to definitely read from W.E.B. Du Bois. I won't vote. We're going to definitely take a look at that today on the show. Very, very important. I think it's very relative, because just to show you all how things have been happening over so long, ain't nothing new. So first article comes from PressTV.com, and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has invited Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States as the premier. Let me move. So in the article, and the main thing about the article was this, is U.S. to continue getting orders from Israel. So More of the same, more of the same. So check out that article. Next one we posted is what today's show is going to be about. We're going to take a little peek ahead. We're going to take a little peek ahead and to see will you be in a position of advantage or not. The moves you make today and yesterday and today will determine your options. We're going to take a look at those things because I think it's very, very important, especially for where we are in this moment in eternity. So take a look at that. Next one came from CNBC. Billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller, quiet optimist, optimistic on the economy. And we need to, hopefully we have time, we need to read this because he said some things. And we posted some of the things that he said there, but we need to really take a look at that so to see what the setup is here. And my commentary, as I said, it's all playing out, laugh out loud. And so we need to talk about that. We're being set up, folks. Next one comes from Reuters. Treasuries, U.S. bond market sell-off accelerates before 30-year auction. Rest of the world is dropping U.S. currency. This one comes from The Guardian. This is another one. We posted this earlier this week and just rehashing it here. And it says from TheGuardian.com, your money no good. Your money's no good. Ruble note cancellation plunges India into a panic. Angry people are panicking in India. Let me move this down. With lines lined up around the banks' buildings in their financial some of their financial major financial places. The financial capital on Thursday morning, 2 days after the prime minister announced that 500 and 1,000 rubles notes worthless and worth around 6 to 12. Signal. This one is I think that is euros or liras. Will be taken out of circulation. So basically, this is they're taking the 500 and the 1,000 ruble note, which would be equivalent to not the same purchasing power, but that's just like the U.S. government taking out the 500, which I don't think is not in circulation anymore, but taking out a significant portion of the overall. For us, that would be like the U.S. taking out the $20 bill and the $100 bill. Why? Because as your economy collapses, these are the things that you start to do. This is known as capital controls. And so people are being pissed because now all that they've had and they've been saving in 50 and 100 and 1,000 and 1,000 rubles notes, that's their currency, the ruble, now they're worthless. And this thing came about overnight right away. So we'll definitely take a look at that. Next article comes from Sputnik News. NATO getting cozy with Russia in the midst as preparation to strike Dashiell intensifies. Next article comes from Sputnik as well. Trump's victory unlikely to stop Asian Pacific nation drift towards China. Philippines president appears to be upsetting Washington's pivot Asian strategical strategy by boosting ties with China. However, a number of Asian Pacific nations may be about to follow in his footsteps. Remember, you heard it here first on Tando Radio Show right about a year ago. We said that the Philippines and Taiwan will probably be moving. This is when they had the AIIB just about to go online, and they were taking founding nations where founding nations could join, in Taiwan and the Philippines were significant in that, and I had said back then, way before their elections, way before, that they were going to move towards China, and lo and behold, all of, and I wouldn't be surprised if everything is starting to fall apart, come into position, and we talked about this yesterday as well, Japan will probably fall in line, even though their arch enemy, China, is going to be the predominant nation in that area. So all falling together, folks, and we're going to try to put this together for you to see today. Next article goes along right with that. UK and China meet to talk trade, and this one came from the Telegraph. So That's what's in the news. Let me pull this down. Let me get down here. That's what's in the news. And so just wanted to give you an update of some of the things, and we're going to get into today's show. At any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. And we will see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. And it would be the same as before, it's not the same as before. Let me see. Not quite sure. Okay. So just give us a call. And as we start the show, I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll talk to you. Very, very important. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, and we're going to jump into some very, just before we get to the commercial break. Man, I just want to say this before we lay this out. There's a lot that's going on.
We still got about 10 minutes, Dave.
What's that, Scotty?
We still got about 10 minutes for the next break. You got time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so much, but it's all a setup. And this is just my opinion. But anytime throughout the day, throughout the show, if you would like to just give your thoughts on everything, and I really, really think, you know, a lot of people so-called said that they were surprised. Well, no, a lot of people were surprised at the selection. Well, see, if you're one of the good things about being a prepper, one of the good things about being prepared, one of the good things about looking at history from the past to a standpoint of the future, one of the things about anticipating things based off of a person's or an organization's past performances or their overall creed, you start to see patterns. One of the things about doing that is that it puts you in such a position of advantage that you're never surprised, never caught off guard. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that thought that this selection period was a surprise. Wait until this economy crashes, and wait until they move into a more draconian direction, and wait until this...
Dave, can I give my thoughts on that? I'm an abolitionist first and foremost, and then counter racist, because racism, in my opinion, grew or was legislated out of slavery. So racism, right. You know, I'm not a racism denier, and I'm not a person who does not know that most white people are in a superior position in this economy in terms of what they can get away with and what I can't get away with. You know what I'm saying? So, but paying attention to the stock market, as we do on New Abolitionist Radio, because of what? Slavery has always... Wall Street was top, what? Yeah. What Wall Street was a literal slave trading block.
That's what it was. Yep.
Literally.
They had to build the wall.
And they have never gotten...
They're talking about building the wall. Right. Go ahead.
They've never gotten out of the business of slavery. Okay?
No.
So we watch their stocks. We call into their earnings calls. We get the periodicals from the financial people reporting on them. And we knew that they had donated a whole bunch. They had bet on their Trump as their horse to win the race. Okay? And so when he won, or was selected, as you so accurately state, was selected by the Electoral College, we knew that the private prison stocks was going to boom, and they were going to go up on his election. So I wasn't caught off guard by that. I was not surprised, because I knew they was betting on him. Okay, and I knew what the other people in control of the system were willing to give in to our demands that we end private prisons. Okay, so when hit that stock almost it did double in some cases of the private prison slaver companies and whatnot, I was not surprised, because I had been paying attention, and as an abolitionist, I had an approach to abolitionism based on whoever got in, whatever white racist slaver got into power. You know, I'm a study that person. I already know their history. And like you said, try to predict. This is my prediction. Based on a slaver stock going up and his comments about law and order and being tough on crime and all of that, look for another increase of the prison slave population in the United States. That's what I'm expecting.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
That's what I'm expecting. I'm really expecting that. I'm hoping that don't come true, but that's what I expect based off of what the money being moved around in the system and based on his rhetoric about he loves private prisons. So that fit right into what you're saying, that it's finna get, it could possibly get more draconian. Well, it's already draconian for black folks, but it could get even more draconian for not just us, but other people too. And so I'm really watching that and I'm preparing.
Yep. That's it. Because you know what? See, this thing won't catch Scotty off guard. It won't catch you at Tando Radio, the listeners at Tando Radio off guard. But especially if you started to prepare for it, guess what happens? You have choices, and you just mildly, you follow, but it doesn't dictate your overall decision-making or direction. I mean, I heard so many people, like, they surprised, like, and all this, and I just laugh at it.
One suggestion.
If you think... Go ahead, Scotty.
One suggestion, Dave, and we still got 5 minutes to break, but just one suggestion, because I stated that there is a problem. So how do you react to an increased atmosphere of slave catching and emboldened slave catchers out there? So what you do is, if I was you, an individual who had to travel back and forth to work, had to travel long distance to get anywhere, especially in urban areas, I would invest in some camera technology for my car, hidden if possible, so in case somebody plants some drugs on you or any the interactions are captured. That's the only way thing that I could think of off the top of my head for people behind enemy lines to do to try to protect themselves from increased slave catching.
You know, and we got to get Dr. Alexander on. You're absolutely right, Scotty. Because remember, don't be surprised if Rudy Giuliani becomes in this administration, the one that orchestrated and put into place Stop and Frisk. That's who's going to be all of this. And as Scotty talked about his overall investments in the private prison and just the overall prison industrial complex, because all of the prison industrial complex is privatized. It's owned by the corporation. It's owned by the corporation. And this is one thing. There was I'm going to jump into this, but before we go, I'm going to just say this. Yesterday, when there was, and because of my historical investigations, yesterday when there was after dump, and let me tell you something. I was not a supporter of Chillery nor dump, because I don't support the system. The system can never have anything that's malevolent. But here's what it is, in my opinion. There were some things that he had said yesterday after when it, you know, just on his acceptance speech. Not as his acceptance, just once after he realized that he was going to be the selected CEO of Corporation of America. He said that they were going to clean up the inner cities. Well, what does that mean? Well, gentrification is going to continue to expand. And they're going to put people back to work. Well, from the overall business dealings and in the direction of and the overall ebb and flow of this corrupt government, that means just what Scotty said. They're going to have more people imprisoned to work. We're going to have more people in prison to work. And this is where you're going to see the expansion of all sorts of things. And we're going to get into why I say that towards the second half, so the second hour of the show. But before, in the first hour of the show, I think it's very important for us to go to WED Du Bois and check out something that Du Bois wrote a while ago and see how relevant it is now, because without even reading this, before I read this years and years ago, but it happened to read it again, I always had resonated this way. If voting really mattered, it would be illegal. If it really mattered, it would be illegal. And that is the premise that this is all going to be about. But there are some things that we need to look at. We need to take a look at what Du Bois was saying so that you can have your own opinion. And we need to take a look at some of the things that's going on. And I'll give my foresight on what I think is going to, what you're going to see in the coming years, in the coming days, in the coming weeks from here on out. I'm going to just say this. It was set up pretty well. But those that have been preparing against what's happening can see the tactics, because the tactics have always been devised for the ignorant at heart. Those that have blind faith. That's who the target is, and they try to capture as many as they possibly can. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We are would love to hear from you at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. One more time, it's 866-510-9025 to get in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Give us, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call here at Tando Radio Show at 866-510-9025. Give us a call. We'll see and definitely would love to hear from you. And just before, as we were in the break, Scotty sent us because this has a little chat thing that's real cool. It says, it is illegal to vote for millions of Black people, former slaves, called felons. There are not enough of us for voting to matter as a lone group. So true. And this is all purposely done. Because the conditions of the maintaining enslavement, as I always said, that you look at slavery, it was a big business. No successful big business has ever gone out of business. They just revolutionized it to move it to be more subtle. And they're not even really, they're blatant about it. Any person, because of how they've written their so-called inconstitution, because it is not the constitution of anything benevolent, it's the inconstitution of the malevolent agenda, has scripted. This is why the letter of the law condemns you, while the spirit of the law always frees you. So what God has created frees you. What man tends and what man decrees enslaves us all. So, so true. So what I wanted to do, it's a very, very, very important writing that Du Bois had written, W.E. Du Bois, a while ago. And it was on October the 20th, 1956. And it's something I think that we should take a look at. And it's, and it says, W.E. Du Bois and his name, The Nation, 20 October 1965. And this is what W.D. Du Bois had written. And it was basically an indictment of the U.S. political structure. So let's take a look at it. Here's what it says. Since I was 21 in 1889, I had in theory followed the voting plan strongly advocating by Sidney Lynn in The Nation of August 4th, i.e. voting for the third party even when chances were hopeless. If the main parties were unsatisfactory or in the absence of the third choice, voting for the lesser of two evils. Hold, let's stop right there. See, one of the things that are tricks that this system has always got you to do, and then you hear them, and you hear them repeat this propaganda all the time. Well, sometimes we got to vote for the lesser of two evils. You heard that a lot in this election cycle with Hillary and Dump. Well, let me tell you something. There is no lesser of two evils. It's just one evil all together. It is one evil all together. So let's go back. Let me go back. If the main parties were unsatisfactory or in the absence of the third choice, voting for the lesser of two evils, my action, however, had to be limited by the candidate's attitude toward Negroes. Of my adult life, I have spent 25 years living and teaching in the South, where my voting choices was not asked. I was disenfranchised by law or administration. In the North, I lived in all 32 years. Let me move this down. Covering 8 presidential elections. In 1912, I wanted to support Theodore Roosevelt, but his Bull Moose convention dodged the Negro problem. Let me move this down. And I tried to help elect Wilson as a liberal Southerner. Under Wilson came the worst attempt at Jim Crow legislation and discrimination in civil services that we had experienced since the Civil War. In 1916, I took Hughes as the lesser of two evils. He promised Negroes nothing and kept his word. In 1920, I supported, move this down, Harding, because of his promise to liberate Haiti. In 1924, I voted for LaFontaine, although I knew he could not be elected. And in 1928, Negroes faced the absolute dilemma, and neither Hoover nor Smith wanted Negroes votes, and both publicly insulted us. I voted for Norman Thomas. And the socialists, although the socialists had attempted to Jim Crow Negro members in the South in 1932, I voted for Franklin Roosevelt. Since Hoover was unthinkable and Roosevelt's attitude towards workers most realistic. Let me move this down. I was again in the South from 1934 until 1944. Technically, I could vote, but the election in which I could vote was a farce. Wait a minute, let's stop right there. Every single election that the voice is talking about was a complete farce. Every single one since then has been a farce. The ones that he didn't talk about before him have been a farce. The ones that will come after this will be a farce until we dismantle this whole system. There is no such thing as voting for a lesser of two evils. It's still the devil. And the devil always does what the devil can get away with by man's accepting of the offer to lose his soul. So until we, especially within our community, and hopefully that will resonate with the rest of the world so they will see before it's too late, where they won't be able to see it from a position of advantage to do much about it, but they'll just be responding to it from disadvantage. So we really, in my opinion, this is something that we need to be moving towards individually, family-wise, and community-wise. But the community won't go unless the family goes. The family won't go unless an individual goes. And that individual needs to be you, in my opinion, if it so resonates with you. Or you can stay here, or you can be stuck here for the rest of your life because you just can't figure it out, that this is all a farce. Always has been. It's always been set up to be that. So, the article goes on. The real election was the white primaries. Retired from for age in 1944, I returned to the North and found a party to my liking. In 1948, I voted the progressive ticket for Henry Wallace. And in 1952, for Vincent Hellman. And in 1956, let me move this down. In 1956, I shall go to the polls. I have not registered. In 1956, this is the year of the writing, I shall not go to the polls. I have not registered. Same thing that I've been doing for a very long time. I don't go to polls. I don't register. I believe that the democracy has so far disappeared in the United States that no two evils exist, but there is one evil party with two names, and it will be elected despite all that I can do or say. I'm going to add this to it. All that I could do or say if I work within that system. The only thing that matters is what I could do and what I say is outside of that system. Case in point, you can't change the direction of another house when you're not the decision maker in that house. You can't be responsible for what somebody else is, what someone else does. You can only be responsible for what you do. And you are, and we are, responsible for what we do. There is a problem here because of us, first and foremost, because we keep relying and giving our energy in the responsibility of upholding our so-called freedoms or our rights from another man. And let me tell you something. The great creator God Almighty never gave you rights. It was sovereignty. Rights are penned. Sovereignty is fortune and prosperity. And until we understand that, the difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, the letter of law, you will always have to give your name, your number, and make your mark. You'll always have to sign into a poll. You'll always have to sign this IRS form. You'll always have to sign this. You'll always have to be upheld, beholden to this judge. You'll always have to be upheld to this and to that and to that, because it is written by the demigods. When the great creator has never given you any requirements for sovereignty, not even the requirement to uphold it. If you want to uphold your sovereignty, so shall it be. If you want to give it away and have it wasted all on the floor, so shall it be. Life is still grand, and not only that, the abundance of thereof is still there. See, so many of us been begging for heaven and living like hell. When heaven has always been there, we've never had the backbone to walk into it. We've never had the constitution. We've never had the steadfastness. We've never had the ability to ground ourselves in that. We've always wanted someone else to give it to us because we've seen it from a perception of a facade that someone else is living free. And we want what they want. I'm going to tell you, I don't want what anybody else has. I'm going to maintain what the great creator has given me, because the great creator is not wasteful. Not wasteful. And I always try to tell myself, humble yourself before your disobedience to, or I would say it this way, humble yourself before you walk away from what was given to you as fortune and prosperity by the great creator, and you try to go off on your own and create something that is going to be beautiful, is going to be so inadequate. And that's what we've established. We've established our own inadequacies. Yes, it was systemized that way, but your free will was given to you absent of the trick, absent of the deception. So it's up to us to resonate in the way that we know who we are. And when you know who you are, just because someone asks you a question doesn't mean that you have to give them an answer. Because you'll be able to tell from their question how their energy resonates. And we'll be able to discern it. So, back to this, to what Du Bois wrote here. And it's so, so true. And it's is relevant then, and it is relevant now, because that's one of the things about the truth, is that it doesn't need your support. It stands on its own. Many of us fail to support the truth. In lies the problem. So it goes on to say, okay, here we go. Let me find my place. Okay, here we are. There is but one evil party, two names, and it will be elected despite all that I can do or say. There is no third party on the presidential ballot in few states. 17, and in 1952, a socialist party will appear. Few will hear its appeal because it will have almost no opportunity to take part in the campaign and explain its platform. If a voter organizes or advocates a real third-party movement, he will be excused for seeking to overthrow this government by force and by violence. Anything he advocates by way of significant reform will be called communist and will of necessity be communist, in the sense that it must advocate such things as government's ownership of the means of product, governments and business, the limitation of private property, social medicine, government housing, the federal aid to education, the total abolition of race bias, and the welfare state. These are on every communist program. These things are the aim of socialists. Any American who advocates them today, no matter how sincere, stand in danger of losing his job, surrendering his social status, and perhaps landing in jail. The witness against him may be liars or insane or criminals. these witnesses need to give no proof of their charges and may not even be known or appear in person. They may be in the pay of the United States government, ADA, and liberals are not a third party. They seek to act as tail to kine. But since the kites are self-propelling, tails of kites, but since the kites are self-propelling and radar-controlled, tails are quite, let me move this down, are rather silly. Now, hold on, let's stop here. Let me just, in my opinion, it doesn't matter if you add a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, a eighth, a twelfth party to any political ticket under the same guidelines, under the same rulership, under the same system that we have now, it will still be malevolent, it will still be coerced, and it will still be corrupt to the core. The only thing that is going to give you what you deserve as far as your birthright, instead of you paying for your rights, instead of you having your birthright, where you don't pay for your birthright, you have to dismantle this system all the way around. And you have to dismantle this system within you first. Then maybe you can present it to your family. But there will be some in your family that will not accept it. There will be a part of you that will not accept it because you've been so indoctrinated and so domesticated, and you're so, you know, we become docile in this whole thing where we're afraid to ask the questions. What if this is all wrong? And you really don't have to ask what if it's all wrong. You know it's all wrong. This is the real question. What if we continue to do the same thing? Everything that we've got in the past is going to continue to happen. What if nothing ever changes? And some of us are fine with that as long as we get paid. So we think, like I said, Fed book ain't free. Some of us is okay as long as it don't adversely affect us where our comfort levels are. Some of us are okay with it as long as it doesn't harm me, as long as I still have this and I still have that. You put with this and what that is, and you will see where you will compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. And it goes for us all. It goes for every single one of us. Because this is unsustainable. This is unnatural. And this is created by the hands of man. None of this
Brother
was
Dave,
ever created by the great creator God Almighty. Go ahead, Scotty.
This election was a perfect, or again, selection was a perfect example of what you just said. Say that again about somebody else's agenda. You didn't say your own agenda. You said somebody else's. It would be a different thing if we had a person that would, oh yeah, I know what you said, compromise your morals. So either way you went, Hillary Clinton or Donald Dump, as you call them, you were compromising your morals. One of them is his family has a documented history of membership in the Klan. Okay, he blew racist dog whistles. He said things about this, that, and the other group, derogatory thing. He fed into the hatred and low self-esteem of others who need somebody to hate to feel good about themselves. And so he fed into all of that. Not only that, in December, he will be in a courtroom in New York City to face a civil lawsuit that he raped, beat, and threatened to kill a 14-year-old at a party in New York, in an apartment owned by a convicted pedophile by the name of Jeffrey Epstein, another billionaire who had. So then Hillary Clinton.
Oh, wait, Scotty, hold on, stop right there. Scotty, tell everyone Epstein's, some of his friends.
Bill Clinton is one of his friends.
That would be the Clintons.
Yeah, Bill Clinton, according to news reports, ditched his Secret Service. All ex-CEOs get permanent Secret Service detail. He ditched them to get on what is called Epstein's private jet called the Lolita Express. Now, I don't know if people really know how that term is used when you're talking about sex and anything doing with the sex industry, but Lolita refers to a pubescent female or a teenager, yeah, around that age. So that's what they nicknamed it, the Lolita Express. So Bill Clinton ditched his Secret Service detail over 20 times to get on his jet and fly to billionaire Epstein's private island in the occupied territory of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Has a private island. So why would Bill Clinton ditch his Secret Service to go to this island of a convicted pedophile who, by the way, didn't spend any years in prison? So what? He got labeled a sex offender. You think that bothers him on his private island in the occupied territory of the Virgin Islands? No, that don't mean nothing. He didn't even do a year in prison. And they don't go to prison, okay? They go to what is referred to as the country club, you know? So, and so he is also Trump's co-defendant in this lawsuit that will be in that court in January. And witnesses and more people have come forward to say that they even saw Donald Trump with a 12-year-old. All right. And then on the other side, you got Hillary Clinton, who people want to portray her as some helpless white woman victimized by her wayward husband, who is a pervert and what have you. But all the people that, all the decisions that she made, all the votes that she cast that led to the deaths, I could say, of millions of people, man.
Yeah, we definitely can say. You know, I've always called them Killery, because that's what they're, political serial killers.
But then, even if a person don't know all of that, because people don't read or they're getting their information from the wrong sources, but even if you don't know that, now you do know about the WikiLeaks emails. And you've seen that this woman was arrogant, careless, whatever you want to call it. But she cheated. They cheated that Jewish man. Where is the Anti-Defamation League? Why they ain't screaming about the DNC cheating a Jewish brother out of election? You got all the evidence. You know what I'm saying? You got all the evidence, right, with the internal emails, which is also the basis of a civil lawsuit against the DNC for violating its own rules of impartiality. So they cheated to put Hillary Clinton in there. All right, so either way you go, and then, you know, finally, the black woman, Donna Brazile, giving Hillary Clinton the debate questions ahead of time. So how you going to talk about Donald Trump's unethical? And then is that you saying that Hillary Clinton's ethical? So that goes to this whole election encapsulates what you just said. They will have you compromising your own morals for their agenda. Not your agenda, their agenda. Thank you, Dave.
Yep. So true. Listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to, well, we got a couple of minutes. And, you know, we're going to expand on that because in a couple of other shows. But only from this standpoint, not because I really didn't want in this whole time, I wasn't really into this election stuff at all, this election stuff, because it was a waste of my time. It's really a waste of our time. But we say this because of this reason. It is telling you what's coming in the future. It is telling you why you should be fed up with it all, to say, finally, enough. I can't, because your energy is being misguided, and it's being used and leveraged against you.
Well, Dave, we're also one of the few independent outlets that tell the people stuff from an objective point of view. We may all have differences of opinions on this, that, or the other, but our agenda is the same, and that is for all of us to live free and not under somebody else's control. So, but there are millions of people out there, Dave, that they are the way that they are, and they don't see the things the way that they really are, is because of the programming of the different radio stations, all the media that's targeting them. So we have to talk about these things and provide it as an alternative source, as you've probably heard. I've heard people call in the Tando Radio saying how they found Black Talk Radio and been only listening to the station for a few months, and they love your show. And this is why we do what we do and talk about the things we talk about, because we're trying to throw a lifeline out there to people. But like you also said, though, it is also, I study politics and pay attention to it because it tells you what's coming. I just told y'all to prepare for a possible increase in the prison slave population. So that, what does that mean? Increased police slave catches in your community. All the stuff, we a repeat of the Clinton years. It might be what's coming down the pipe. So, man.
It's far worse.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Far worse. So true, Scott. You know what? Guys, because we're going to go to a commercial, but you're absolutely right. We have to draw up the questions. It should be a moral crime not to question the evil intentions of someone else or any other organization. It should be a moral crime. But here, questions are more important than the answers, because questions are eternal. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today, and we are going to, because what I don't like to do, I like to open up the lines for any of you to actually, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make before we go into the next segment of the show. I want to keep this, you know, an hour on this one, and we'll come back to this because there's so much more to this. But I want you to give response before we go into any other part of the show. So I'm going to, we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller now. Caller from 423, my man Jerry. What's your question or comment, brother? What's going on?
Okay, excuse the noise. I'm at a soccer practice with my children. Brother Scott made a very good point about the increase in prison population, because he made a great point. Let me change that. Not a good point, but a great point about the prison population growing, because as we know, for those of us who have been watching this this election process, Trump has been this law and order figure, so that he says, and one of his favorite quotes was that he don't know why stop and frisk was eradicated throughout the rest of the through the rest of the country. And I believe that this is this, like Scott said, will be coming about in a major way, that we will be doing, well, not that we will be doing, but we will be going through stop and frisk at a large rate. Could y'all please be quiet while I'm on the phone? Shut that door. So I would like to know what you two brothers, what y'all think about that, because this is something that he said repeatedly, and now that he is getting ready to take that CEO seat, I can see him implementing this as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, I think it's done for a lot of reasons, in my opinion. I think that the overall, they're going to create the events that stop and frisk is going to be so-called used. Remember, just before the selection, there were all kinds of warnings of attacks in America. Well, see, that's the perfect thing for stop and frisk. See, stop and frisk violated your fourth. It pretty much violated all of your.
Dave, right. They laid it out. They gave you the reason already. Sorry to interrupt you, bro, but I got some other stuff going on. I got to step away, and I just want to make sure you can manage the board. But they already laid out the reason. What's that? Governor of Maine told you the reason, because you got Pookie coming to white neighborhoods selling all this heroin, and all these white people is dying. And not only that, he planting black babies in their bellies. They already laid out the reason.
Yep. So true. No, anytime, Scotty. So, yeah, I got the board, but just come, if you can, if you make it back, bro, we'll be here. But I know you stay on this. This is, you know, you stay on this all day, do what you got to do. But Scotty's absolutely right. And they've also augmented that by what? The fear of terrorism in the best in national security interest. See, all of these things are going to be brought about. This is why they built all these camps. This is, and they got to have the events, and they're going to create the events. You had all of those shootings, all those mass. You remember they was having all these mass shootings all of a sudden, and they stopped. They just started all of a sudden, and they stopped. No, this is all a part of the program. The cycle. This is the cycle of violence. That's being the cycle of domestic violence that's being perpetuated here. We have domestic violence that's being waged on the people here. And
domestic
what happens to cover that, they create these illusionary events, or these events that are real events but are orchestrated by them for their political agenda. If you know what the word terrorist means, it means to use a political event to use violence to gain a political edge. Is a terrorist. That's what's happening here. That is what's happening here. So, and this is only going to further perpetuate itself. So, yeah, Jerry, it's definitely that. And my man, call back, bro. I missed you. You dropped off. But, yeah, that's what I see. And there are some unforeseen things. They're going to bring up some new stuff. They are totally going to bring up some new stuff. And it's all going to be strategically and methodically put into place, and we're all being duped by it all. So,
hey, can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, Jared.
Okay, yeah, I know. I got a lot going on right now, so I apologize to all the listeners. Another thing that I was thinking about is that, like you just said, this domestic violence. Well, with him taking a whole lot of pages out of the Reagan playbook, Do you see him just outright proclaiming that we in the melanated family are definite terrorists, just outright?
Well, what will happen, in my opinion, what is happening is that they'll create the conditions for other people to think that. They will control the propaganda of how other people think. They will implant the method and the objectives that they want in people, and people will run with it.
Hey,
how
Dave,
you know
real
that?
Quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. If I'm not back by the next break, just go through the next break. Ain't nothing going to happen, but you're going to have to manage the board and watch your callers. But listen, again, you always say, Dave, they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So, again, if those who was paying attention to the political campaigns, which is war, campaign is a war term. It's a war phrase. So those were white people waging war against other white people to see who's top agenda. But after the person has been determined, white people agree that we gonna work together. That's what they be talking about. We want America after, and I'll do this and do that to work and reach my hand out and all that kind of good stuff. But they had David Clark, Sheriff David Clark, gave a speech at the Republican National Convention. He was really out there hard for Donald Trump. And this man rolled up in a major paper in Washington, D.C. and other places that black people in these urban areas are scum, that need to be eradicated, and that this is war. And he was talking like they were terrorists. So I hope y'all remember that. So again, that's pointing to what I could sure be do. Coming down the pipe.
See, that's why I brought that up, Brother Scott, for everybody who didn't catch that. And it was another phrase that Donald Trump always used, is that he won't say this. He won't say this. That's something that he repeated throughout the entire campaign, whether he was talking about the Muslims, us as a melanated family, or the Mexicans. That one phrase was always, he will not say this. And that's why I asked that previous question, because I wanted to see if y'all two brothers seen the same thing and heard the same thing that I heard, and Scott reassured me of that. But you know, it ain't, I think it's a I was listening to a brother Warren Valentine, and somebody called on his show and said that it's a white lash. That's the term that he used, is that of course that after they elected the first black president, all of them was mad. We had a whole bunch of murders on tape. I mean, because the number of murders hadn't changed. The police and everybody that we behind these enemy lines, as you would say, Scotty, that number hasn't changed, but they're showing it now. It's a visual to go along with the actual body count all of a sudden. And I believe it's going to get higher, especially because they're showing that, okay, we let y'all have this little time, and now we done put one of our own in here, like you said on your radio show today, Scotty. We done put one of our own in here, and I think it's going to get a lot more serious. But I'm going to put myself on mute because I have these children in here, and everybody want to talk. So.
Okay, cool. Hey, Jared, great call. Let's take now let me just say this. And one of the things that this agenda is all about is about dividing so that they can maintain overall control of the folks. These people hate everybody. One of the things about power is that they love power. They don't know the power of love. And so that is what this is really, really, really all about. And they go through these things through rituals to uphold, to maintain what they have so that they won't lose it. And the only way that they can do this is by being the straw man and be in controlling different things that perpetuate and maintain their position. And they'll go through every single person on this planet to get it. And this is what they've been doing throughout generational things. It's huge. And this is why it needs to be eradicated by those that are adversely affected. Everyone. So great call. Got another caller in queue. Let's take this caller. Brother Braggs.
Peace, David. What's up? Hey, look, man, y'all changed the number on me, and you know I'm hard-headed, so I couldn't get through until I finally just, like, kind of, like, listened for a couple of seconds, and the lady said, star. I'm like, what the heck?
Sorry about that, Brother Braggs.
I got the number the other day when you guys gave it out. I wrote it down, and I tried to call. I couldn't make head or tail of it. And today I was determined, like, I'm
star. Hey, Brother Bragg, star is to unmute yourself, but I prefer people not unmute themselves and let the host do it. unless they say yes, open okay. forum, unless they say open mic, then everybody can unmute themselves by just star. I think it's simpler.
Okay, yeah, cool, no problem. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't have never, because I'm like, I just had to wait and listen for a minute, man. But anyway, hey, look, I've been talking to a few people today because people called me today about this election, because, you know, I'm not plugged into this, man. First of all, I agree 185,000% with what you all were saying. You weren't given a choice in the first place, so I got to compromise my moral principles, because you can't put qualified candidates up here to lead this country. You know what I'm saying? Some things are, you know, you shouldn't even have to justify it.
No, that's right.
You're going to cut your left hand off or your right hand? Which hand are you going to cut off? Which one don't you need? since we making crazy choices, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, I feel strongly about that, because, you know, we know that Mr. Trump's family are racist Klansmen, mother, father. They always have been this. This is their heritage. You know what I'm saying? This goes deep, too. Then you got the Clintons, on the other hand. They're from Arkansas, but they got the same heritage. They go to the same school. They got the same friends. Don't let them fool
They
you.
All got the same friends. They golf together
they,
all
man,
the time.
They in the same clique, man. They from the same, man. Come on, now. We all know this. I mean, a lot of us act like we don't, but come on, let's peep game, now. They're all the same. They're the same monster. Two-headed monsters, body-connected, same monster.
See, and you know what, brother? A lot of people, I think, miss. See, I didn't follow a lot of what was going on in this election period, because I don't have time for that. I don't know what but what I do rely on is I rely on you guys, but you know, from the Tando listeners or just from, you know, other people, because one of the things that I found in my life is that when you're busy rowing a boat, you ain't got time to rock it.
Info.
Ain't got time to rock it. And so I've been busy rowing a boat, so I ain't got time to rock it. But all of us have our unique abilities, and some of us are good at this and that. And so what I rely on is I rely on a lot of some of my friends and associates and people here on this network, from our callers and everything, to inform me about some of the things, because I don't know, you know, a lot of the different things, especially in this political cycle and selection cycle, because I wasn't there. But see, I know what the objective is, and what method they're going to use, we don't always see. But Brother Braggs, I want you to hold on, because this is one of the things that I wanted to bring up. Let me tell you what I think this whole Donald Trump thing is, and I would love to hear your point of view, and any of you Tando, and any of the Tando Radio listeners to chime in at any time. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. Let me tell you what happened here. Donald Trump has no so-called political affiliation, which he really does, but he has no political affiliation. He's so-called an outsider. The whole thing with Hillary was set up, and this is the thing, because it gives them plausible deniability to move the overall agenda of subjugation further in this country, because he is the perfect candidate and the perfect fall person to do it. He's the perfect fall person for the economy to collapse. Listen to me why I say that. Donald Trump is also known as a great deal maker, but he's also known as one that brokers bankruptcies, his own. Strategical bankruptcies, his own. And this is perfect, because this gives where the Republicans and the Democrats, listen to this whole setup, during the Brexit setup, they so-called voted out the establishment. So you thought, if you voted for the establishment. You thought you were voting out the establishment with Donald Trump. Most of the people that voted for Donald Trump said that they don't even think he should be president, but they had to do it because it was a lesser of two evils, so they thought, and they were tired of the establishment. Well, you used the establishment, so it is the establishment. That's why he was on the ballot. So now he offers the perfect opportunity for them to create the most chaos that they want
in need. And then they'll come in after that chaos and that corruption, and they divided everything, and everything is in shambles to where everyone will be on their knees begging them to fix it now. And then they'll say, oh, now you want to run back to the establishment. We told you not to vote for Donald Trump. We told you not to vote for the Brexit. We told you not to do this, and we told you not to do this. Now things have gotten so bad, now you want Hillary to fix it. Now you want the establishment of the this party and that party to fix it. It is the biggest farce ever, and it's the perfect setup.
And you
it's the perfect setup. And I'm going to tell you why they're going to say
personality
exactly. Exactly. And they're going to say that he didn't know. And this is why they're going to say Russia took advantage of him, China took advantage of him, this and that. He didn't know the protocol of this and that. And they got the perfect alibi for getting you even tighter. This ain't got nothing to do but the same as yesterday. This is the perfect setup for tomorrow. The perfect setup for tomorrow. So, Brother Bragg, what do you think about that?
It's just a business move for the corporation U.S. Inc.
Mm.
Just feel,
that's
feel
what
me
I'm
on
saying.
This. I'm just impacting it like it is. I'm saying it like it is. It's just another business move, and we got a new CEO of the District of Columbia. I'm going to leave it at that because I could get way, way deeper into this, but I don't think it's any need. I don't want to confuse anybody because, you know, if you're not filled in on the gaps, you can become confused. And that's not what I do. I'm not here to confuse anybody. Just pay attention. Also, all of these people. Now, you got to always go to my man, the Grand Dragon of the he was a Grand Dragon of Mason.
You talking about Pike? Albert Pike.
Right. He ended up being a Grand Dragon of the KKK. All of these things that are being implemented right now, the predictions that he made that we're going to have this World War III. I'm putting you up on game. Follow me now. Follow me. All you got to do is a little research. You'll see a whole bunch of stuff. This will take you to some. If you follow it the right way, you'll find some stuff that you're not even looking for that'll really blow your mind. I'm not going to even. You know what I'm talking about, David. I know you know what I'm talking about. But this goes from when the Democratic Party was aligned with these guys called the Red Shirts, which was a paramilitary group of terrorists that worked for the Democratic Party, scaring the hell out of the newly freed men in the South and whatnot. See, we used to be
call in Miami. Hold on one sec. We're going to go to you right after Brother Bragg makes his point. Sorry about that, Brother Bragg. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We used to be the party of Lincoln. But these terrorists, you know, they flipped. You know, after they did the coup d'etat, the party flipped. And the coup d'etat is because at one time you were controlling the legislature. It's deep, man. This is these boys. The coup d'etat that they pull, all you gotta do is look at the Rockefellers, look at the Carnegie Foundation, look at the Rothschilds. Man, they all up in there.
That's so true, Brother Brad. And that's the whole setup. This was a stage show. How do you know? See, now they're trying to everybody saying that the mainstream media got all of this wrong and this and that. They're using everybody. They're using everybody. They're using them. Because the system has gained. You have lost. And that's the intention here. Everyone has. So, hey, hold on, Brother Bragg.
Just remember this. Don't let them play classes against classes. See, they want to play poor people against poor people. Always remember, the greatest tactic is chaos, divide and conquer, and get your objective made. So you got to keep out of don't be lulled into doing shit emotionally. Pay attention.
So true. So hold on, Brother Bragg. Take some calls with us. We got another caller out of 786. Caller out of 786, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, this is Sharif Ali. How you doing tonight, David?
Brother Sharif, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to shed some light on the conversation. I appreciate the caller, Brother Braggs, because he talked about something that I'm kind of sensitive to talking about, because our people right now would be mad if they knew that the Democratic Party was completely against us, and that's why they were formed. But so we're going to keep it moving because their feelings going to be hurt and they ain't going to want to stop voting for our enemies. But I want to highlight to you Real quick, just one thought for a lot of the older people on the line. I want us to understand the language, and that is our problem. The language is vote for the lesser of two evils. See, we have children coming back such as I that are spiritually aware and do not participate in worldly mundane things. So when we hear a lot of elders say, I'm not participating, it's only natural that your children or the next generation would not want to participate in a farce. In a that's something that was not planned for us. And we have to be aware of where we stand in that contract, if we're even involved in that contract. And so I just want to throw that out there to you, as I think, you know, if you all surveyed a lot of the younger generation, you'll immediately hear them put up their spiritual why and say, the lesser of two evils means no vote at all. And if, even as you read that ancestor, W.E. Du Bois, that clearly states the facts that our ancestors understand that, you know, as Brother Bragg said, this is a business. So we have to understand how to, once again, equip ourselves and do business again. So that was just my two cents to add to the conversation.
Man, that was money. That was money. That wasn't coupons. That wasn't that wasn't no cash, brother. That was money. And you're absolutely right. It's really incumbent upon us to establish our overall existence and how we're going to resonate with all, with everything. I firmly believe that the sustainability of the ecosystem is perfect. If we would get back to what the great creator has established and walk away from what man has benevolently established, you will find that you have your own heaven on earth. Maybe you'll have streets of gold, if you know what I mean. That may have went past some folks, but you would
gotta tell
them
they got gold in their soul, Dave. You got to tell them they got gold in their soul.
I know.
You
got
to put it to them, Dave.
You would have the goals of your streets, and that being you, but it's so well said, Brother Sharif, and we definitely appreciate Banama, and always bring your points. And if anyone else would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate, give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And I would say, before we go into the commercial break, our last commercial break, I would really say is that once we start to see this for what it is, we can remove our energy and starve it. There are many different ways, but we first have to understand that we got to remove ourselves. And you remove yourself because this frequency that they resonate in is a very low frequency. And it could actually smother yours if you choose not to resonate in a different way. It's very easy to slip into it. But once you know what it is, you can walk away from it, because that's really what it has to. And there are many different ways to do that. So listen, everyone, we'd love to hear from you. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. I will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. Just put, when you come in, just put, what was it, Brother Bragg? Star, to unmute yourself, and I will see you.
Yeah.
And then that's how I'll know that you are want to be heard, and then I will call you out by your area code, and we will get your question or comment on air, and would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. Was there? Oh, there we go. You know what? We got.
Stop! Don't you press that. I'm
hey,
on the phone.
404.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I'm talking to my son. He's dinging a bell. Hey, everybody.
No.
So embarrassed.
No, you're good.
Hey.
Listen. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and what I'm gonna do is that through the commercial break, I'm going to come right back to you after the commercial break, okay?
Okay. All right, Brother Dave. So sorry.
Okay, cool. And then, Roz, I see you there. I'm going to come to you as well So let me just put, just hold on, guys. Get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, so we have our commercial break. I forgot Scotty said he was going to be gone. So let's go to our caller in Georgia, area code 404. Sister, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Brother Dave. How you doing, sir?
What's up, sister? How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's been crazy the last couple of weeks. I just feel like that. Enemy's been attacking me physically, you know what I'm saying? But you stand strong and you fight.
That's right. Well, you know, for every disease that man, or every illness or sickness that man has created, God has an herb to cure it. Just find that herb and you
better talk. I was trying to call you the other day. I had my husband call you, you know, because he has your number. But this is what I wanted to share. There are these two men who wrote this book. And it's called They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. The two writers are Ronald McDonald. And it was just awesome because the information in that book is so pertinent for what we're going through today, as well as a lot of things that we're taking out of our Constitution. And the funny thing, it's not just...
Wait, sister. Oh. That ain't your Constitution. That ain't never been your constitution. I just want to say that, just because you don't want to claim something that, you know, and all the ills of it. So I just want to say that. But go ahead, I won't interrupt you anymore. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're right, because I, you know, the words are things and they do manifest. But what Caucasians don't know themselves, or everybody else doesn't know, is they are slaves. Period.
Yes.
On the bottom of your Social Security card and your birth certificate, there are numbers at the bottom of that. Those are actually stock numbers. They are currency. So the numbers that you can actually call a number. A friend of mine actually had called the number, and there's a woman that actually answers the phone, and they actually tell you how much you're worth on the stock exchange. So
in the bond market.
You know, and when she told me that, I was like, what? She says, yeah, we as people, you know, I'm just saying, because I'm not saying that us, because to me, I'm sovereign, because I'm governed by the Most High God. Anybody who claims the creator who created them in his image, you're sovereign. That means we're not part of this system, and they can't touch us. And that's what people don't understand and people don't know. You know, so like you said, us giving these people, or I call them hybrids personally, because I don't think they're human. That's just my, that's a whole other beast in and of it. I could go in.
That's another Tando show. That's another Tando show that we'll have in the future.
Because these hybrids that are in power, and people don't even know the depths of it, how deep it really goes. It's just a whole nother, you can't even... They're not human. That's why they have no compassion. They can't comprehend, because even when you look at Trump, he got a bloodlust in his eye. And I was sitting down and telling my husband, I said, we're going to go to war. I said, look at his face. I said, he has a lust. It's like in their DNA.
I didn't mean to, but let me tell you something. You know, today.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry. I meant to say this earlier.
No. You're cool. Go ahead. You're cool.
And you're absolutely right. Let me tell you, and this is one of the things I wanted to say earlier with about, and this is the setup. If Dump brings in John Bolton into his administration, or if he brings in Gingrich, or he brings in a couple of other neocons, let me tell you, you know what that means. The war is on, especially if he brings in someone named John Bolton and Giuliani. It's the perfect. Because I'm going to tell you who's going to be really running the show, because Dump is lost. You know who's really going to be running the show? It's just like Kennedy. It's going to be the VP, and the, that VP is going to be running everything. And if you know anything about that dude, I don't know as a woman of this earth how you could have voted for that ticket, even though you hated Hillary. And because she was just as bad. But that's where the whole thing is going to be run from. It's going to be run from the VP. And let me tell you something. If Dump get out of line and don't play the celebrity role real well, they'll deal with him. And then just like in Dallas, there'll be the other dude that was running the show take over. Let him overstep his bounds. And I'm going to tell you, that's how you're going to know how close we are to the war. And you're absolutely right, sister. They're going to move this war along because they need that war.
And the funny thing is, those who are spiritually in tune, and I'm just saying this, you know, because I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bogart Brother Dave. You could feel the shift in the atmosphere, and you could actually, in the heavens, you can actually... If you're sensitive enough to really, I hope you don't think I sound I'm crazy or anything, but you can hear the cries out in the heavens.
This
because I'm spiritually sensitive.
You are. Be you, yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
And I hear things and I see things and I'm like, whoa, okay, God, you're talking. What are you saying? For those, and I said, Lord, okay, I hear you. I'm praying. He was like, for those who are sensitive, are entangled in me and my kingdom, I am with you, and I am with you. There is, you have nothing to fear, but woe unto you who are not entangled in me and who are caught up in the adversary's matrix and who entertain that foolishness. That's why I say we're sovereign. My household is sovereign. You're sovereign because we are up under umbrella of the Most High God. For those who don't understand, I pray that they open up their mind. And I pray they open up their hearts and sit down and do like Brother Davey said and meditate. And I understand that a lot of people, even with the Word of God, you know, it's true. When you are that sensitive and you tap in and you understand what the Holy Spirit is telling you at that specific moment in time, it's like a whole nother language. And it, you get on God's frequency and not the world's frequency. And he'll begin to tell you things and show you things and reveal things to you and open up your mind, whereas man can't begin to fathom because he's carnal and is in his mindset and his walk and his understanding. Everything that man does, he has to touch. Everything that God's touched, everything that God does, you can't see it. So you have to tap into his frequency and ride his wave to understand what he's trying to show you and where he's trying to bring you. Second point is this. Storage containers.
Oh, sister, we got to get ready. Hold on 1 second, sister. We got to go. Hold on 1 second. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Hold on, sister.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. I put the
in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I want to go back to the sister in Atlanta. Then, Roz, we're going to go to you, and then I think we have a caller out of 910. We'll go to you. Sister, go ahead and what's your point?
Oh, my point was this. We don't understand as people because we are truly, our DNA is truly connected to the source. We haven't even yet to tap into the power that he's given us to overthrow this government. And just like Brother Davies says and you say, we don't even understand what our melanin is about and what and how it's used as an antenna to even tap into the frequency. And that's why a lot of these people are scarf on it. You know, oh, they're dark and all this. The darker you are, the more connected you are with the Most High God. And people don't understand that it's a language between us and the Father. And if we get back on that wavelength, we could shift and move the entire world. We got to understand what God is trying to tell us. If we be sensitive enough to know just how to worship Him and praise Him and say, okay, God, the second thing is storage container units. For those, I'm going to sit down and talk to my husband about it, and maybe if you have a moment, I really know you're busy, and I know my husband hates to bother you, because
No. You know what, sister? I'm so sorry, because I was actually away from, and I was going somewhere, and I was actually in a meeting. Tell, I don't even like to say the VP anymore until we get out of this selection cycle. But tell the VP to call me. We definitely need to talk so that we can, talk about some things and get some things settled. So I'm looking forward to
that. Because we have to form our own government and not the way that people think. I'm looking at it, but it's so spiritual. It's hard. I know you know what I'm talking about, Brother Dave.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it. But hey, tell VP, because I don't want to say his name. Tell VP to give me a call, and then we'll definitely, because I definitely want to talk to you guys. Hey, sister, we got to get to some other callers.
All right, go ahead.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you. And we'll talk soon. Let's go to Raj. Raj, you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings. How you doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Hold on, Raj. Let me see where this noise is, this background noise is coming from so I can get rid of it. Okay, we're good. Go ahead, Raj. You're good.
No problem. Yeah, great show. The sister dropped some nice gems just now. And, I was just listening, and I think it's very interesting that Sheriff Clark, who Scotty was talking about earlier, they said that he's being tapped to be the head of Homeland Security. So... is about to be on and popping when he gets to sit in that seat, like you said, the selection. So that's when self-hating black male, if I've ever seen one before. And also in reference to Jeffrey Epstein, it's very interesting because I was actually listening to another radio show, and they were discussing the fact that Jeffrey Epstein is heavily connected to Mossad, and that when he had Trump, Hillary, and Killerton on the island, that all of their deviant behavior he has on film, because they had clandestine films for everybody who was on that island. So if this situation really gets ugly, where when Trump goes to court, his court case that Jeffrey Epstein is his co-defendant on, if things get really bad, he would be able to extort Trump with the tapes that he has of his deviant criminal behavior. And also, I think it was Brother Sharif Ali who had talked about the importance of words. And I like when Scotty talked about the term campaign being a military term, because there's so many military terms that we don't think about. And even like the term magazine, like we think a magazine is a book full of pages, but it's also a means of warfare. Because a magazine is, you know, the clip you stick in a gun to get busy. And, you know, the difference...
The holder of your ammunition. It's the holder of your ammunition.
Yep, and the ammunition is the words on the paper. You know, so we don't really think about the way that these words function and the fact that there's a ton of double and triple speak in the English language. And as a result, we don't always understand what we're saying when we say things that we, and we think we know what we're saying, but we might be saying something we don't mean to say. So it's just very interesting. I just wanted to just touch base on that. And I was glad that I was off from work yesterday because I heard that it was just crazy on my job with people crying and making such a big deal. even the people who who are members of the insurance company, like, they were calling in crying, looking for mental health services. And I'm like, y'all are the cause of this whole thing. What are you crying about? Like, seriously.
Madness.
I sat there, yeah, and when I went to work, like, people were asking me. I said, I'm fine. I said this is what I expected, because I predicted a long time ago that Trump was going to win in the first place, simply because I thought that when Dr. Welsing had discussed her thesis on why she felt that he was going to be the next president, which she predicted a year ago, a couple of months before her passing, and before they started actually campaigning, she had predicted he would win. And when she gave her reasoning why, which was basically, she said he speaks to white psychopathology like no other candidate in history. You know, he took the hood off of white supremacy, and it's resonating with the vast majority of white people in this country in the way in which he's the most popular because white people are racist. And from there, I was hooked. I said, yep, he's going to win. And sure enough, he did. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I love the program. Thanks again. And I'll meet my line.
All right, Ross. You know what? It's so – we really – in order for us to get where we need to go, in my opinion, and I would say for us, because many of us are where we need to be, and now it's just a matter of us resonating in that light. So – it really will take us to realize that we've been had. I'm going to tell you, sports, Brother Bragg says it all the time. Watch what you say, because there's a spirit that is released when you say it. And very true. Very, very true. And, you know, from when Rod talked about people at the place of employment crying and everything else, let me ask those people that were crying, what does it matter to you? They're not here for you. They're using you. And by the way that you're acting, they've been very effective in their sports campaign and their nationality campaign to divide people. And every campaign, as Rod said with the magazines, is so true, because that's where they hold the bullets of propaganda. To get you to think, most of us won't even have an opinion on something until they go to the media to find out what they like.
But hey, Dave, well, that go both ways though, about that ammunition in that book and that propaganda in that book. So that's why it's important for us to produce our own books to counter racism or counter slavery or whatever name of this oppressive system you give it. So it go both ways.
Yeah. So true, because this is the artillery of Black Talk Radio Network, and Tando Radio Show is the shell. So absolutely right. You have to be sovereign, because it's so funny. Most of us we live in a derivative world. Our value is derived from someone else's bet. That's what a derivative is. You know, like you bet on a sports game, that's what our lives are. We're making a bet, and we call a team our team, and we ain't got no vested interest in that team other than rooting for it. We be rooting for a system of enslaving us, and we ain't got no vested interest in it other than we're going to be the slaves of it all. And you think because you this or you that, you were born here, you were born there, you're this, you're that, that it's changed for you? No, it's going to come around in full circle, because it's already enslaved you, and it's going to be, you're going to be the ostracized one in just a minute. It continues. You know, the sister from Atlanta had talked about the Social Security. And let me tell you what this system thinks of you. Every person that's paid in cash is a slave. I'm going to say that again. Every person that is paid in cash is a slave. Think of how many people you know that's paid in cash. Think of how many people you know that's not paid in cash. And I'll tell you, you don't know very many, if any at all. From the celebrity figurehead to any another, every other person, the system considers you all cattle. And they pay you a piece of paper, a coupon, while they control resources. And they give you a Social Security number so that you can be bonded. Man, this is where we are. And this is what we deal with if you choose to. And how you respond to it is the most important thing. I have no fear of their greatest threat to every person. And their greatest threat to every person is that treason, the price for treason is death. Come on, man. How can you kill me and you never gave me life? So I'm not really worried about any idle threat, because in this whole scheme, in this whole eternal life, you just hold just a moment in physical, in a physical part of your life. Very, very, it's momentary. It's momentary. So why not control the moment instead of giving control of your moments? Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. I just want to say to you all much love, much respect. Thank you all for those that called. Sister from Atlanta, Roz, Brother Bragg, Sharif, who did I miss? Who did I miss? Jerry and Scotty, thank you for your input. I just really, really sincerely appreciate you all. There's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, God willing. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.